I was like, those are my gifts.
Sorry, Dave. I hate to break it to you.
Speaking of men, Colby.
You have to talk to that man. And I was like, I know I need to talk to that guy. You have to go tell him that he should talk to me. And I was like, okay, do it.
Aren't you gonna ask me why I'm all...
Hello.
Okay. Greetings.
Okay, the craziest thing happened this morning.
Oh, Katie's kicking us off.
So minor.
Wait, what does the bottom of your sock say? Sorry.
Oh, what does it say?
I just caught a glimpse of that.
Wait, show me too. It looks like a QR code. Oh, no.
This is the Sunshine or something?
Oh, it's called the Soul Shine Co. It's this brand. This girl reached out to me on Instagram and said, I designed some socks. Do you want some? And I said, always. I never have enough socks.
How cute.
Anyway, so she sent me these cute socks. Look how cute they are.
They are really cute.
I already got them stained. From my sneakers.
They're very cute.
The Soul Shine Co.
But that actually relates to my story because I was wearing my sneakers when this tragic event happened to me this morning. I was going to yoga earlier than I usually do. And I woke up this morning and I've been in such a funk this week. My brain has been elsewhere. I've been like in a tood. I got my period. All things are happening.
The perfect storm.
Yeah. So I woke up. Jack slept over last night. He was going to work from my apartment today because he has the man flu yet again.
And why is he always sick?
I know. But he goes into the office a few days a week and he picked today as like one of his not office days. I guess he can just like pick those things, which sounds nice. But he was like working from here. Anyway, regardless. So I left him to go to my class. When he's here, I'll just like not lock the door. Like I'll just like leave my keys here, you know, because I know he can let me in.
I remember now.
Yeah. I told Colby about this. It was the most tragic thing. So I like walk out the door. I'm like, I got a new yoga bag that like zips up. I was so excited cute. About my yoga bag. I got a new yoga mat. Like I felt so fly. My outfit was great. I was going to yoga. I got there 15 minutes early, like I love to do, so I can set up my station. I'm like, you know, getting all set up. I like lock my locker and I'm like, wait, oh, I think I accidentally put my phone. I was like, where's my phone? Rummaging around. I'm like, oh, it's definitely in my bag. Phone is nowhere to be found. I don't have my phone. I don't have my wallet. I don't have my keys. And I'm going into this yoga class knowing that, like knowing that when I get out of this class and I'm like on my deathbed because hot yoga kicks my ass, I will have to walk home and try to find a way to get into my apartment without my keys or my phone, because I use my phone to get into my apartment.
Yeah.
And I didn't have that. And I didn't have a phone to call Jack to wake him up or just make sure he knows. I didn't have a phone to call anyone. I also don't even know Jack's phone number. That was the hardest part, was like, I could go ask like a stranger for their phone, but I don't even know his phone number. Isn't that crazy?
So what'd you do?
Yeah, that's wild.
So what did I do?
That's also the worst way to start out a yoga class. Like, you went into something that's supposed to be healing and good for you, and you were as stressed as can be.
Oh, the whole time I was in this class, like downward dog, I was thinking, okay, what's my options here? What am I going to do when I get out of this class? Like, okay, ticking through all the options.
Internal monologue was going crazy.
Yeah, I was like, you know what I can do? I can go to the front desk ladies and say, hi, can I borrow your phone? But I'm like, do they even have a landline at this shindig anymore? Like, do you even have a landline? I'm like, I'll have to borrow their personal phone. I don't know Jack's phone number, so I would have to call my mother. I would have to call my mom in Maryland and have her call Jack to let him know that I'm locked out and to open the door for me. So I was like, you know what? That sounds mortifying. I love my mom to death. She would do it. First of all, I don't know if she would pick up a random phone number from New York. Maybe she would. Maybe she wouldn't. I don't know.
I feel like your conversation to get to that point, like you would be on the phone for 20 minutes waiting to hear back, because then she would start chit-chatting with Jack on the phone.
Oh, I know.
And
I know. And so, and it was also torrential downpouring. I didn't bring an umbrella, so I'm soggy already. Like, I walk into yoga soggy. It was a whole to-do. So I get back to my apartment. My strategy was, I'm just gonna wing it. Like, I'm just gonna walk to my apartment and see what happens. Maybe it's my day. Maybe like someone's gonna walk out right when I get there and hold the door for me. You know, that is not the case. It is like no man's land. There's not even a single human on the street. Like, there's no one on my street. So I'm like, you know what? Here we go. I'm going to hopefully, because I knew my phone was probably in the apartment or in a puddle somewhere. I didn't know where it was, but I was assuming it was at my apartment and I just didn't grab it. And it buzzes when someone rings the bell.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, great. Jack's going to like hear my phone. Like, so I buzzed 6 times to no avail. And it turns out, I found out later, the air conditioning was running and it was like so loud that he couldn't hear my phone buzzing. My phone was sitting right over there. He was here. Like, he just didn't know. It's not his fault.
He was about 3 feet away.
It is completely not his fault, but he just like didn't, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wait, how funny would it have been if the vibrating like sent it over the edge and all of a sudden your phone just falls on the floor and Jack's like, what the fuck?
He's like, there's a ghost. Yeah. There's a ghost. No, so that didn't happen.
She's haunting me.
So I waited. I was like, you know what? This is just what I need. Just what I need this week. Like, I'm already like in a funk. I'm just going to stand in the rain right now and wait for someone to come out.
Did you stand under the vestibule or were you just like, I'm going to stand out in the rain?
Well,
were you like, this morning's so horrible, I'm just going to like,
I let myself get rained on. I just like let the rain fall down Hillary Duff. Like, it just, I was having a moment.
I do that sometimes. Like, I think it's good for you.
It's kind of healing. And I hear rainwater is good for your hair follicle or
really?
Something. Anyway, good. So someone, I checked my phone. I stood out there for 26 minutes before someone came.
26?
I had no other option, you know? So I was just standing there for 26 minutes until this very kind man with 2 suitcases, he's like clearly going to the airport, comes out and I like sprint towards him. I'm like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. Thank you. I've been locked out. And he like holds the other door for me. He goes, don't worry, like happens to the best of us. I'm like, no, really, this is the first time I've ever left my phone at home. I've never done that before, ever. Ever. Like, I might forget my keys, I might forget my headphones or like an umbrella. I always bring my fucking phone. I don't know
what shocking.
Happened to me. It was just sitting, like, I just didn't.
You got a new phone case.
Oh, when I got the new phone, they gave it to me.
Maybe you just didn't recognize it.
It's kind of growing on me. But no, I was like, Jack was like, did you not like listen to music on your walk and just like notice you didn't have your phone? I'm like, nope. I was just
listening to your thoughts.
Listening to my thoughts. That's when you know I'm in a funk.
Katie, how much easier would it have been for you to just call your mom?
Nope.
At Core Power to call Jack.
Hang up immediately and call Jack. Tell him and then hang up with him just immediately and call me back.
Explicit instructions.
The title of this episode should be Call Your Mom. Call Your Mom, everyone.
Oh, that's a song I like. Wait, yeah, you know Noah Kahan song?
Call Your Mom. Yeah, I mean, anyway, I just should have called my mom. Mom, she's listening for sure. Sorry, I should have called you.
She's definitely saying, you should have just called me.
No, I'm expecting a text on Friday when this drops. You could have called me. And some funny emoji.
Call your mom, guys. Call your mom.
Anyway, but I waited outside for 26 minutes. And then I got up here, of course, and I was like, throw everything down. I was waiting for Jack to be like, so, like, what's wrong? What's up? No, he's like, oh.
Just another day.
Just another day. I was like, aren't you gonna ask me why I'm all
why I'm huffing and puffing?
Yeah, anyway.
Katie loves huff and puff. This is the second time the podcast heard the huff and puff. Last week I was explaining what it was like waking up next to you. Second Katie's alarm starts going off.
Yeah. Anyway, so don't forget your phone keys, wallet. Phone keys, wallet, everyone.
Say it 10 times fast.
And you'll be fine. Or I could just like memorize my boyfriend's phone number, like that too. But isn't it funny that we used to memorize people's phone numbers? Like, I still know my childhood friend's phone numbers.
Me too.
But I don't know my boyfriend's phone number. That's an issue.
I seriously think the only phone number I know, I actually don't know my parents' phone numbers. I know like Alex's and that's it.
That's funny. Jack said to me he doesn't know his parents' phone numbers. He knows his landline
I know my landline too.
My landline too.
Yeah,
but I don't even think we have it anymore. No, there's no way we do.
Mine's gone.
We have a landline.
Oh, really?
We're very retro in my house.
Jamie actually, just likes it for aesthetics.
Yeah, no. When we sold my childhood home, we obviously moved. And with that, our phone number was discontinued. So we got a new one. So I actually don't know the landline, the current landline.
Oh, so you know the
I don't
old
know
one?
The phone number.
Do people call your landline, like, aside from telemarketers?
I don't think so. And, like, the town.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm sure the town calls cell phones now. They used to only call landlines, I feel like.
For sure, have to.
Guys, my phone number is like on some list. I get...
Oh, all day. But all luckily day now it says calls. Scam likely on my phone.
My shit does not say that. I get like a bajillion calls from random ass numbers.
Get T-Mobile. They warn you.
Is that my problem?
No. I don't know. Verizon, I get phone calls. So this is like what my spam phone call has been recently. I think I told you this, Adam. The police will call me from Maryland Like, I don't live there anymore. And they're like, hi, this is the Maryland Police Department. We're raising money for... They're raising money. So they're soliciting raising money. That should be illegal, but I guess they are the police, so they can't arrest themselves.
There's a scam that also claims to be police or, like, the FBI. And two of my friends have fallen for this scam and have both ended up in distress, literally sobbing. One of them was my roommate, who's about 4 feet tall. And she literally went outside. This was when we lived in the East Village and we lived across the street from a school. She went to the school playground to talk to the FBI because they called her to say that they had security footage of her that was very incriminating and that she was, like, involved in some drug smuggling scheme or something. And she was like, it's not me. I don't know what's going on. And so then they were like, okay, stay on the line and we're going to connect you to the name of her hometown local police because they're the ones that have the footage that they gave us. And she was like, okay, whatever. She said that she picked up on it then because once the guy came back, he had the same voice, the same accent as the other guy.
Oh.
But he was, like, trying to get her social security number or something, and she dialed her dad in or something because she didn't know it. And thank God she didn't know it because she definitely would have given it to them.
She dialed her dad in, and her dad was like, yeah, I think we should probably get off this call.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should never give your social security number to anyone.
No.
Yeah.
But that scheme is going around, so...
Schemers are scheming. Yeah.
Be warned. I don't think
the IRS or FBI is going to call you and tell you about this case that you're involved in.
No, but speaking of the cops calling Maryland, this just reminded me of this. Do you guys remember when I got my ticket?
The cops calling Maryland.
The cops calling Maryland. That's what Katie said. She was like, or the cops are calling from Maryland.
Cops calling Maryland. But
the cops are also calling Maryland and they're looking for Adam Harrison. Okay.
The cops are calling up the state of Maryland.
Yeah. No, the New York cops are calling up the state of Maryland and looking for me for the ticket that I got on my birthday. That I, like, completely forgot about.
Listeners.
Crumple it up and throw it away.
Yeah, 100%.
The listeners remember the story of Adam's birthday soiree.
My big picnic. Birthday bash picnic.
His picnic. We were drinking heavily.
That led to tragedy.
You can't really drink publicly in New York City.
No.
They sometimes turn a blind eye, but not at this
particular...
We
honestly weren't even drinking that heavily. There was just a lot of booze.
No, and like, I think we were arguing with them too. We were like, these people have all these, like, claws and stuff out. What the heck are you, like, what's my problem? And they point to a giant bottle of tequila and they're like, you have literally massive bottles of tequila and vodka everywhere. I was like, those are my gifts.
They're open containers. Those are my... Do you have any respect?
It's my birthday.
For the birthday?
They apparently have no respect, but apparently my dad got a couple letters. He was like, we keep getting letters from the state of New York saying that you need to pay this ticket and that it seems very serious. And I was like, oh shit, totally forgot about that. We're coming up on like a year.
Yeah.
So,
but how much was it?
Has it accrued interest?
It was $25.
Yeah. Has it accrued interest though? That's a good question.
If it accrued interest and it's like doing something like compounding daily, that $25 could legitimately be like $1,000 at this point.
I doubt it.
So I should probably do some checking on that.
Probably.
But I still haven't. My dad called me about this like 2 weeks ago and I was like, I think it's fine. Like, whatever.
How do you go about doing that? Do you have to mail them money?
I guess. We were in Paris, and I guess they knew my address because of my license. Like, it's my Maryland ID that they wrote down. They can find me. They don't know my New York address, you know?
Whatever. Well, I don't know. They have their ways. I feel like there would be a payment portal or something.
Hopefully by now.
No, people I
don't even know how you pay a speeding ticket.
Guys, I don't know how to pay anything. I know how to use my credit card, and that's it.
Yeah.
And with that.
Anyway, sorry, my mind was thinking, I met with my accountant today. I'm just thinking about
how'd that.
How'd
that go?
Well, I mean, short version of the story is, like, I'm obviously saving for retirement. Mine looks a little different than, like, people that work at a, you know, corporation, because I'm a small business. So I was just talking to my accountant about that and, like, how much I want to put away and whatever. And, you know, I had this, like, weird thought come across me and I'm like, you know what? I want to put away a little less this year and I want to start a house fund. I want to start a separate savings account where I put money that my goal, like my next big goal, I don't want to, you know, I'm like renting right now. I don't really, have many big goals of like things I want to buy. It's like, I want to eventually buy a house, but I don't want to like do it all at once. I just want to like, but I want to have a special place where I put money that I can look at every once in a while and be like, that's going to be my house one day.
There. Aww, that's
so
cute.
I told her, I took a stand because I'm such a people pleaser, where I'm like, she's like, oh, you should put this much away. And I'm just like, uh-huh, sure, I'll do that. Like, yep. If you say that's right.
You're the master.
But I'm like, wait a minute. She works for me. This is my life. I can decide. And I had this like girl power moment. And I mean, really what came out of my mouth was like, no, I'm not going to put that much away. I'm going to start a savings account.
The girl power moment is starting a new savings.
This moment where I felt like, you know, that moment in like a movie where you're like, and she took hold of her life.
It's kind of funny that your accountant is giving you like financial advice.
Well, she's giving me the recommendation because the thing is, it's like I can only put away my retirement savings so much based on my income.
Right.
Like, so she just tells me the percentage and like the numbers, mm-hmm. and she will make a kind suggestion of gotcha. Like, you should, if you can, max out
at
whatever
this amount.
Yes. Yeah. And usually I'm just like, okay, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
But this time I was like, you know what? And she was like, wow, good for you. she's like, fabulous.
She was proud.
She's like, that's a great plan. I was expecting, I was like, oh God, she's going to like be mad at me. Why do I do
Leave
that?
Leave it to Katie to be worried that her accountant is going to get mad at her for wanting to set up a savings account.
I'm like, I want to set up a high yield savings account for my house fund. Is that okay?
Can you imagine? She's like, no, fuck you.
Absolutely
401k
not.
Or bust.
No, she was so supportive. And I'm like, phew.
I'm so
happy
for you.
I've heard good things about high yield savings accounts.
Yeah, I'm starting one. Let
me know how that goes.
I'm shopping around.
You guys stress me out.
One day I might be able to start one of those.
My current one is just like my Bank of America one, which I think is like not the right thing.
No.
I usually don't have very much in there because I'm like, you know, my retirement account and whatever. This is not a finance podcast, but sometimes it is. Anyway, is it my turn?
I think it's your turn.
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam.
Girls, how are we doing?
Much better now that I'm with you guys.
Better now that we have our cookies.
Yeah, yeah, seriously.
I saw the cookies. I had to get the cookies.
I haven't had an insomnia cookie in a really long time.
Same. And it was honestly really good.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It hit.
Like, I slammed that thing. I've been starving recently, honestly. Like,
so
all day,
the past
I'm just hungry
2 days,
as hell.
I've been snacking uncontrollably. I had to go buy my own set of snacks to have at my desk.
Oh my God. See, speaking of that, so obviously I started my new job this week.
Snaps for Adam. Snaps
Congrats, for Adam. New job.
It's so exciting. Woo! So stressful. But the one thing I didn't account for is my old company was like
a grocery store.
Literally a grocery store. Like, I would take a straight up grocery bag there and like stock mm-hmm. up on groceries for the week, right? Like a never ending supply of snacks and drinks and whatever. My new office is in a WeWork in Midtown. Worst commute ever. Like going to Grand Central.
Welcome.
Yeah, Kate Colby's like, welcome. Colby texted me yesterday and was like, we're right next to each other.
Yeah, we were. I was like, you want to come hang out in Bryant Park with me?
I texted back 2 hours later. I was like, I've been back to back.
I was like, don't worry, I'm back by now.
I was like, do you still want to meet? It was like 2 hours later.
Yeah.
Colby's like, no. But yeah, there's no food at this WeWork that we have. And they order us lunch, so we have lunch every day, which is kind of nice. But they do it through this system that's like the worst thing ever. You get to pick options, but it's only like 3 options, and they're all weird. Like, Katie, you would not survive.
Uh-oh.
Is it select dishes from specific places?
Yeah, it's select dishes, but there's like 2 options at 2 places.
Is it fish? All fish?
No, but it's like...
Oh, it's like weird.
It'll be like a Mediterranean bowl, but you can't like customize it. It's like... chicken, but like there's weird white sauce and it's spicy as fuck and
a
like
tragedy,
you know. It's like a yeah. lot of shit that I just feel
I
like you wouldn't like.
I love to customize. That would be tragic.
Yeah, there's no customization. And so I really want to tell them that I like have a lot of dietary restrictions so they can just give me a stipend or something, because I ran into this other girl at the office who did some of my interviews, and she was like, oh yeah, I have a stipend because I have celiacs and I'm like lactose intolerant. And I was like, oh perfect, like I don't eat dairy either, so I'm gonna tell them that I also need a stipend.
Yeah, what do you have to show to prove that?
I have no idea. I doubt anything. Like, I doubt they, like,
they should just abolish that system and give you a meal card or something.
Well, allegedly they used to do that, and they used to give like some absurd amount. I think it was like $150 a week or something.
People were abusing it.
It wasn't even that. It was like, then we hired a CFO.
Oh.
Because the company I joined is very small. It's less than 100 people. Like, I was probably employee number like 95 or something like that. Like, super small. And I guess they recently hired a CFO, and the CFO came in and was like, why are we giving employees $150 a week for food? So that's been locked down a little bit.
Yeah. It is a perk. Well, exactly. You'll figure it out.
I will figure it out.
It will work out. But how has your first week been otherwise? Like,
oh my gosh, amazing in so many ways. But like, so crazy. Like, the pace is just insane.
I bet, because they just kind of, especially with a small company, they're just expecting you to like come in and help them out.
I know. And I'm going literally from a company of like 1,500 people to a company of less than 100. And I'm the first account executive in my specific little like segment, so there's just like so much to do, but it's so fun. I love it. And like, everybody there is awesome. Everybody there is attractive, dresses well, and is just like extremely intelligent. I walked in and I was like, fuck man, I gotta go buy a new wardrobe. Like, I can't be coming in here looking like this anymore.
Anyone single for you?
There actually are a lot of gays.
Like, oh, that's exciting.
A substantial amount of gays. They're everywhere. And really? Some of them are like secret gays, for
They're
sure.
They're everywhere.
Like, my one friend who has worked there for like a month, she's like a month on me, like a friend from a previous company, she was like, I can't wait for you to start. I'm not going to tell you who I think is a homo. And the day I started, I messaged her and I was like, I know for a fact you're talking about this person, this person, this person. She was like, yes, I just didn't want to say it.
Wow. So, okay.
But that being said, just like good vibes. All the people are great. Pace is crazy. I'm gonna get to travel, hopefully, to cool places. So which exciting. Is fun.
Yay for travels.
I know. I looked at what they gave me today, and I have Switzerland assigned to me. I have Ireland. I've never been to Ireland.
Ooh,
or
take
Switzerland.
Me. I want to go to the Cliffs of
Moher. You can come with me. And the UK. So I'll get to go to London and find my London husband.
So exciting.
I know. Then we can all have British boyfriends. Yeah, you can. Hey, I'm just saying, if I have a hotel room, you guys are welcome to come whenever. But it's been good, and I feel happy, just overwhelmed. The first week's always like a rat race.
It's like, I cry a lot, but I'm so productive.
No, literally, that's me
this
week. That
Taylor Swift line, we as a culture, as a society, needed that line.
Oh, yeah.
We needed that in a song. It just makes so much sense.
I cry a lot, but I am so productive. But I only have two more weeks of the Midtown commute. Colby, I'm only going to be your neighbor for 2 weeks.
Oh.
We're moving offices.
Well, then you should come hang out with me in the park at least once.
If I'm able, yes, of course. Yeah. I try to go to that WeWork as little as possible. Like, my boss today was like, hey, I'm going to work from home. I was like, perfect, I'm not coming in.
Right.
Everybody hates the WeWork. It's very funny.
I'm so confused about WeWork. I thought they were done.
They are. And so that's kind of like, we were already going to move offices, but then WeWork announced that they're closing down this specific WeWork that we're in, like ASAP, like as part of their restructuring.
So restructuring, so they're not done. Like, I heard that they crashed, right?
They did
We crashed. I saw that documentary, or that show documentary situation. Like, they got bought?
They're doing some kind of corporate restructuring. I don't necessarily know what that means.
I still see them everywhere.
Did someone buy them, though? Like, how did they, their original founder, like, went bankrupt, I thought, or whatever.
I think that they're probably still trying to keep things afloat, maybe for as long as possible or something like that.
Huh. I think he rejoined the company too.
Did
or
he?
Something.
Yeah, I think that
I
was
saw
like a
something
controversy
like that.
Or he made something like else. I was seeing that and I was so confused. But
okay, you know what else I saw today? Did you, I mean, speaking of like people leaving a company and whatever, did you guys see all the drama at the end of last year with OpenAI? Like the guy Sam Altman who got like
he got kicked out
of being CEO, and then obviously like everybody had a coup and the French Revolution happened, and then all of a sudden he's back. He's a homo as well.
Oh, really?
The homos are everywhere in AI tech. They really are. And he's married to a guy who like kind of looks like me, honestly. I was like, if you don't want to date him anymore.
I got to see a picture of this guy because you think everybody looks like somebody that they're not.
Wait, who was the one that I saw recently though, that it was definitely
Jacob Elordi?
Oh, yeah, no, that was a Jacob Elordi. But I did think I saw Jacob Elordi when Katie and I were in Paris.
Yeah, it wasn't him. Okay, WeWork, which still maintained 777 locations across 39 countries as of June 2023, is still alive and may end up coming out of bankruptcy as a viable company. Interesting. Like, who was like, let me get in there? I'm curious.
Okay, I was so wrong. Colby's gonna say, also, people listening to the podcast are gonna Google Sam Altman and be like, wow, Adam really said that he looks like his husband. Like, I, the resemblance could not be less. Uncanny.
Oh, it's because his investors kept
it afloat. I don't even know which one's which, but neither of them look like you at all.
Who? Let me see.
Sam Altman and his husband.
Which one's supposed to be you? The one on the left?
No, I think it's the one on the right.
Oh, because I see it's more
on the right.
I see more of a resemblance to the man on the left.
That's Sam Altman.
His hair looks like yours. And I'd say did you cut your hair?
Last week.
Your forehead's like a similar size.
What kind of size is that?
Like a normal size. Normal.
Normal.
I have a small forehead. My forehead's abnormally small.
Wait, guys, I'm just saying, like,
I don't know.
I need to marry this man.
Okay. Like, so he's
well, he's taken.
Oh, I thought he's single now.
Well, no. I don't want him to be. So far so good. I think I'll be working a lot, but it'll be fun and flirty and fabulous, I'm sure, soon. Once I learn stuff. The like hard part is I'm selling to lawyers now, mm-hmm. and I know mm-hmm. nothing about the law.
You should watch Sex and the City. Pay attention to Miranda. She's a lawyer.
Okay. I was thinking about watching Suits.
I'll start Suits with you because I've seen episodes here and there because my dad was obsessed with it when it was on TV, but I haven't watched it all the way through.
It's really good. It's very good. I saw this woman in the West Village today wearing a shirt because it's, I guess, NYU graduation was today or something. Oh, and it said, like, I don't need a good lawyer. I raised one. And she's walking next to her daughter, like, who graduated.
Oh, that's cute.
I'm like, that is so sweet.
I love that.
So get yourself one of those t-shirts.
Oh, well, the good thing is I'm definitely going to find a lawyer husband. Like, I have no doubt in my mind. I will say the people that I'm selling to, though, are, like, the people who, like, own the firm. So they're, like, ancient relics, basically. Quite old.
You know what I think would be an entertaining career, speaking of lawyers? A divorce lawyer. Like, I would always want to know the tea.
The stories
that
they hear. Oh, my
God. Did you ever watch that show on Bravo?
Which one?
There was a show that literally was about a divorce lawyer who separated assets for companies, and people would come in for their appointment, and they would put it on TV.
Untying the Knot
is
what it's called.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
I think it was a one-season wonder.
Huh.
Wait, so, like, what do you mean they would go into companies and split up the assets?
No, it was a marriage.
Oh,
the couple would come in and meet with this divorce lawyer. They would go through the assets that they had, what each of them wanted, and then she'd be like, sorry, Dave, I hate to break it to you, but
yeah,
Stella is getting the painting
that
you wanted.
Like, the titles are, who gets the Hawaii dream house?
Right.
Who gets the $19,000 heirloom necklace? Like,
that was literally Camille and Kelsey Grammer's divorce.
I am so watching this later.
Yeah.
This seems like one of those shows that would just, like, get your mind off of your current life, you know? Just like, okay, let's just...
Oh, love. Let's all watch it together later.
Something dramatic.
Simultaneously.
Yes. All right.
Yeah. It's very mindless.
Anyway, I see that for you. I see you ending up with a lawyer. Man's.
I think so, too.
Man's.
Honestly, that lawyer that I was... Remember that lawyer I went on a date with, like, years ago that still kind of comes up every once in a while?
Mm-hmm. Comes up for air.
The one that I got decimated on 7 martinis with and then blacked back in and I was at a gay club at 4 a.m.? Yes, that one. That is the one.
And then you had to leave that establishment real quick.
And then I had to leave because I was so confused as to how I got there.
Because she would never be caught dead there.
Because I was not meant for gay clubs. Anyways, he continues to pop back in. He was texting me, like, the entire time we were in Paris. But the thing is, like, he'll text me and reply to my stories when we're, like, away. And then I'll get back. And it's just nothing. Like, he's not banging down my door to see me.
Men are so strange.
So weird.
Ugh.
They're so strange.
Speaking of men, Colby, did you meet anybody in good old Charleston? What's our update?
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Yeah, well, so I'll start saying...
Kobe's like, let me get right in.
Charleston, I think it's because there are so many bachelor and bachelorette parties that people are, like, mingling more. But I swear, I talked to more men there than I did in the last 6 months in New York. Like, people were just willing to chat, which was nice. Our boat captain was so hot. I loved him. I got his phone number. but he also was probably like 23 years old. But that's fine.
That's fine.
That's totally fine.
You can
fine.
Work with that.
Yeah.
That's not like totally out of the question age-wise.
And we were trying to get him to come hang out with us after our boat ride. But he had a second bachelorette coming on. And he was texting me during it saying that they weren't as fun as us. And then he was like, I'm going to try come to the bar after... But he had a birthday dinner and didn't end up coming.
Sounds like a lot of excuses.
Booked and busy.
Well, no, literally, we got off the boat and the other girls were waiting to get on the boat.
Oh,
it was like we really just switched spots.
He is booked and busy.
And then he said that one of his friends was there. He was like, go down and hang out with them and tell them that you know me. And I was like, I'm not going to do that. But thank you.
I love that.
But the night before we were at this bar, I was with my friend Callie and we were walking outside to go meet up with some of the other girls in our group because there was a 90s cover band playing.
The best kind.
Well, it sounded like that, but I knew two songs that they sang. Like, it was very 90s rock and roll music that I was unfamiliar with.
Okay.
So we were in the front row with a group of people and then a lot of people had already peeled off from the bachelorette. So they were outside. And so we went to go get another drink and we were like, we don't need to go push back up to the front there. We'll just go outside. We're walking out and there's this guy and we both looked at each other and like stopped dead in our tracks. And she was like, you have to talk to that man. And I was like, I know I need to talk to that guy. You have to go tell him that he should talk to me. And so she tapped him and she was like, have you met, the way that she said it, she literally just tapped him on the shoulder and she goes, have you met my friend Colby? And he was like, I'm married. And I was like, oh, at least he's advertising that, whatever. And then he pulled his other friend. He was like socially awkward, pulled his other friend and his other friend pops out and he was like, I'm married too, but like, whatever. Then we started chatting with them, hearing about who their groom was, how they all knew each other, whatever. And I was like, I am basically the only single girl on our bachelorette, which out of your guys are single. And he was like, this whole area is pretty much our crew. Like, point out who you're interested in. And I was like, okay, Black Hat. And he was like, Black Hat's a good option. And I was like, okay, I literally just walked up to him and started talking to him. And it turns out that he plays hockey and knows a guy that I know who also plays hockey. They play for the same team briefly, whatever. So then he was like all excited about that. And he was like, if I send a picture of us to him, will he know who you are? And I was like, yes.
People love to do that. Like, if I send a picture to them, like,
I'm not just saying that I know him.
Well, like, not even that, but I just think it's funny. Well. Like, even if you know someone distant, like, I've done that for like, oh, for someone from college, like similar, they're like, if I send a picture right now, will they know? And like, why is it that like the drunk, like you've one drink in you? I've done it too.
Yeah.
I've been like, oh, let's send a picture to so-and-so. Like, why is it like the drunk thing to like, let's send a selfie? Like, when is the last time I've ever sent a sober selfie to anyone? Like, maybe a Snapchat, sure. That doesn't count.
Or like something funny where you're like soaking wet from being rained on or something like that. It's never like oh my God, look who I'm with.
Or no, you like don't do that unless you're like, oh, I haven't seen this person. This is like a small world moment, you know?
That also does not surprise me at all that the guy that you end up pointing out liking happens to play hockey, happens to know somebody you know.
Yeah.
Like, that is just so Colby-coded.
And so then literally sends this picture, no context, and the guy writes back, obviously, like, the crying laughing emoji a couple of times, and then was like, ha 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 ha, wait, where are you guys? And then he was like, we're in Charleston, whatever. And then I was like, you see? I told you, you even know who I was. Whatever. And so then he was like, okay. And like at one point put his hat on my head.
Nice.
Bought me a drink.
Nice.
Wow.
Literally insisted on bringing me to the back of the bar where there was like an open area on the floor. And was like flipping me around in the air. And then,
oh, that was the guy who was flipping you.
Yes.
There's video evidence.
We need to give context on that. Colby texts Katie and I and is like, this guy's flipping me around the bar.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if this was like someone you knew or
he
like,
but was also like, come here.
But also like, quote just, unquote, like,
flipped me around.
No, he legit, like, Colby sent this video. That's and I was so like, hot. Oh, you quite literally mean he flipped you around. Like, yeah. He picked Colby up and flipped her in the air.
It was insane. The first time, that was the second attempt, the video. The first one, I didn't know that I needed to like put my feet on the ground. So after he was like lowering me down to the ground so slowly, and I was, and then he was like, no, we're doing that again. And I was like, okay, why?
Why is this man building an entire gymnastics routine for the both of you?
But so, whatever. Then my
That's
friend.
His move.
I guess so.
So then my friend who's getting married, who we were on her bachelorette, was like, I want to go back to the house. And I was like, okay, I'm leaving, whatever. He gives me his number, texts me, whatever. And then we get back to the house. And I have this guy's name. I know that we have a mutual friend. Very easy to find. Look him up. He's super married. Like, super, super duper married.
Why was that whole crew then? That whole crew was probably just all married.
Well, so then...
But it, were they in on it? The guy literally said
he was a good option.
Yes.
Yeah, it's so weird.
That's
yeah.
so...
He set you up for failure.
So weird. But, like...
He's super married in the sense that, like...
Super married.
Posting photos with his wife.
Had posted a photo with his wife from their wedding. And Grant... Me and... Callie and I were theorizing maybe they're divorced or something. But then we clicked on the wife's profile and he had literally commented on her photo that day. So that just was not the case.
Ooh.
And literally he had, in his most recent Instagram, had a wedding ring on and just like conveniently wasn't wearing it that night.
Jesus Christ.
So like he fully has a wedding ring.
Just men cannot be trusted. No,
men are absolute trash.
There are so many stories like this though. Like people think when they go on a bachelor party that they're like... It's their hall pass.
Right.
No, legit, if you did the thing where you, like, posted a TikTok or something like that, it would 100% blow up and that girl would see it and it'd be a whole thing.
Yeah.
You'd be, like, the next one.
It's honestly not even worth it. Like, nothing happened.
If your husband went on a bachelor trip to Charleston last weekend and he wears a black hat...
And he flips girls around and this is his move.
Call Colby. Or don't text
But, like,
her.
Literally nothing happened.
No, I know, but, so like, that like, is... Suspicious behavior.
Yeah.
No.
Definitely.
The fact that he gave you his phone number.
Right.
Is weird.
Right. And like, buy me a drink and whatever.
Yeah. No, that's really weird.
It was like, think about if you had a boyfriend and he was flipping some girl around in the bar.
Oh, no, husband. I know.
Husband. Yeah, husband.
I would be pissed.
Yeah.
For sure. But I'm like, it wasn't any, like, nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It wasn't like we made out or anything.
Wait, also, you have a mutual with this guy. Did you, like...
I know. That's why I was, like... So, then I was trying to decide if I should text him and be, like, so this guy's married. But I was, like, whatever. I'm just not talking to him anymore. Yeah. There's no point in, like, bringing that up. But so then, at the bar the following day, when I was waiting for Captain John to come meet us at the bar, the bachelor party starts to walk in, and it was like just a small group of guys, and the first or the second guy who was being my quote-unquote wingman, who clearly led me astray, I was like, I know you, and he was like, oh my god, hey, and I was like, why didn't you say your friend was married? And he goes, oh, you guys found that out?
What the fuck?
Yeah,
that is so crazy.
Yeah, luckily he wasn't there because I would have called him out so hard.
Not luckily, I wish he was there.
Yeah,
I wish you could have, because that's like just so messed up.
It definitely got back to him though.
Yeah, for sure.
From those guys.
Oh, you found out?
Why do guys think they're so slick? Like, there's like a million ways that
you're
can find that out
on Instagram.
Also, you like told him that you had a mutual, and he sent the mutual a selfie of you guys, and he was like, ha, whatever, like, clearly indicates that he knows you,
right?
Like, why this man risking it all?
I don't know.
I mean, unless the wife gave him like a random like
maybe
hall pass. I mean people have open relationships, I guess it's possible, but that just like is unfair to you or any other person that would like think they have a chance with him.
Yeah, it's bad
like,
vibes.
What the fuck?
I just
did he try to kiss you or anything?
No, I don't think so. No.
Okay, well, at least that's
I'm
fine.
Back in remission from athletes because they're a special category of trash. I had been in remission, and that was like a minor relapse, but like it can't even count because we were just talking.
Yeah, I completely agree.
So,
yeah,
I'm back in remission.
Okay, I'm happy for you.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, any other updates for us?
Oh, so then there was another update while I was in Charleston.
Colby's carrying the team.
Colby has the men at her fingertips, well, some married, some not.
Yes, this one luckily not. But so a couple of weeks ago, so this was before The Bachelorette, I went and spent time with my friend who just moved there like a week ago. She moved in with her boyfriend down there.
In Charleston.
So she had left New York, and I had seen this guy that I follow on Instagram post a story, and it was literally a picture of a table with drinks on it and had a visible tag of somebody that they were with. And the guy, or the person, I didn't know it was a guy at the time, like had the same name or last name as my friend's boyfriend. And so I clicked on it, and then I was like, oh, that guy's cute, actually. I'm going to send it to her. So I sent it to Mary, and I was like, is this your future family member? And she was like, oh, my God, yeah, that's her boyfriend's cousin. She was like, do you want me to set you up? And I was like, yeah, he looks cute. Mm-hmm. And then didn't hear about it ever again. And then we were out and, like, had gotten a few drinks. We were at dinner, and I brought it up, and I was like, wait, I want you to set me up with your cousin to her boyfriend. And he was like, oh my God, I could definitely set you up. He's a great guy, whatever. And I was like, okay, do it. And so then he
put your money where your mouth is.
So he and Mary started a group chat with his cousin, and they were like, we have a lady for you, whatever. And the guy writes back once they said my name, whatever. And he was like, I've definitely matched with this girl on Raya before. And I was like,
ooh.
And then I like put my hands up like this, and Mary sent a picture from across the table and was like, the woman was too stunned to speak. And I was like, I don't remember that at all. And so he wrote back saying that he was at dinner with a client, but was going to do some investigating after. So he goes back in his dating app and searches for me. And it comes up because he had messaged me 2 years ago in 2022 asking to get drinks, and then I was like, I have a really crazy week with work and things after work, but I'm around next week. And he was like, okay, does Wednesday work? And I was like, that's perfect. And then there was no follow-up after that, and he screenshotted it and sent it, and I was like, what a bold move to screenshot messages where you're the one who never followed up. So whatever, I told Mary, I was like, tell him that he should follow up on his plan from 2 years ago. So then I was like, give him my number and tell him to follow up on it. So he texted me, and we're going to get drinks soon.
Woohoo!
Yay!
I am leaving town.
I mean, again, that's funny, though. I love
48 hours.
I love, you're jet setting. Yeah. I love the story, though, that like,
I know,
you guys matched and he dropped the ball.
Yeah.
And now he can pick that ball up.
He's picking it up.
We believe in second chances on Match Made. We do. But that's it.
Second and third and fourth and fifth.
No.
It stops second chances for me.
Not for me. Just kidding.
I'm like, I had actually no way. That was a crazy thing that you remember that you matched with me on a dating app, but you didn't remember to follow up on your plan.
Yeah. How did he remember your...
I don't know.
Does it have...
He falls in the bucket for you of like... You know how you always should talk on Raya and you're like, guys never respond, which is totally true. It's like completely true on Raya. This guy falls into that bucket, but we're revisiting.
Well, so on Raya, refresh my memory, do they have your last name on there?
No. But it has your Instagram handle.
Oh, which then, okay, so maybe he just, I mean, you have a very like recognizable, memorable name.
Yeah.
Well, Colby's also stunning. Well, so like, how could he forget?
Yeah. Well, that
he saw one photo and it never left his mind.
Like with this text, he just heard her name.
Yeah.
And he remembered.
Oh, that's crazy.
So that
I think I missed that part of the beginning.
Like just the name.
I thought that Mary had like sent him a picture and been like, you should meet up with my friend Colby.
No.
Wow. Or maybe he like searched. He then like took your name, went on Instagram.
Yeah, maybe. And then was like, she looks familiar.
And your pictures, you know, some of them are on Raya, so
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. Anyway, no, I love sleuthing. This is exciting, yeah, though. Woohoo!
I don't know.
Wait, I'm, yeah, so happy for you.
Thrilling.
Yeah, it's that was so a good lead.
It's fun, flirty summer. Fun, it flirty. Is. Hot girl summer, whatever you want to call it. What's going to be the new phrase of summer this year? You know how, like, hot girl summer had its moment? Like,
was hot girl
what's
summer
next?
Last year, though? Or was it, like, I don't even years know. Ago when it's just carried on every single summer?
Well, when did that song come out?
Which one?
Was hot there girl summer?
Was there hot girl summer song?
Something, my ass got bigger. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh.
Megan Thee Stallion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, love.
It's a hot, yeah, girl summer, like that. But when did that song come out?
That had to have been forever.
When does
ago,
it say
like.
When the song?
I love those TikToks of that are stitched with that girl who made a video being like, we all have to hold out for hot girl summer, no getting in relationships, and people stitching it being like, ooh, okay.
Wait, 2019. Isn't that crazy?
2019?
2019, that song
that's
came
like
out.
Literally 5 years ago.
Yeah, why does that feel crazy. Like a lifetime ago? Anyway.
But wait, that's pre-COVID, right?
Hot, yeah, girl summer went too hard, then COVID came around.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did.
Fucked
and then it ruined everything.
Found out.
Can you, yeah, believe that was even like a blip in our lives? Like,
no.
I look back and I'm like, what?
No.
That
no
was
sense.
Really crazy.
It is.
Katie and I have our long-awaited Morgan Wallen concert on Friday.
We do.
I completely forgot about that until like, I was like, do you guys have plans? And you're both like, no.
Well, it's funny because we're going separately. Like, we each have tickets. We're
going
to tailgate.
Separately, but together.
Yeah, separately, but together. But it's just funny that I didn't realize you had your tickets even before I did. Like, Danielle and I got tickets last year, then he rescheduled to this year, but you've had them for 3 years?
Yeah, because I got my tickets during the pre-sale when they first went on sale for the concert last year. So I guess it's like 2.5 years,
that's insane.
Probably.
Wait, that's so crazy. Why did he postpone last year?
Because he lost his voice, quote unquote.
Or he had like a surgery or something.
He lost his voice.
You know,
or he was too drunk to perform and then had, yeah, to like,
I see.
That's a theory, is that he drank too much before his show. I think it was in Alabama or something.
Some college town.
And then
he was like out at,
yeah,
the bars with the kids or something.
Yeah.
And then he,
like, he was hammered.
He like postponed his show the next day. And then I guess that was such a bad look.
Everybody was in the venue and then he didn't come out.
Yeah, so I guess people were then he like was like, he made like a video being like, guys, I'm bummed, I gotta cancel my tour.
Yeah,
doctor says I did something in my throat.
Oh, yeah. So it's like a PR.
So he canceled like 3 weeks of shows.
Yeah, like our show got canceled. I mean, who knows if it's true or not, but I mean, I'm excited. Here, it's gonna be fun.
I'm so excited.
I realize I don't know as many songs as I thought I did, like word for word the entire song.
Oh yeah.
But I'm not too mad about
last
it.
Last like, night we let the liquor talk.
No, like I know that one.
The intro, I'm so excited to see it live because I even get excited watching the videos of his, yeah, walk out to Broadway Girls.
I mean, it's just such a fun, I'm listening to the set list, like,
oh yeah,
Spotify playlist. I haven't seen any videos. It's just like, I feel like the kinds of people that go to a Morgan Wallen concert, like some would be pretty scary, I'd say, but,
yeah,
like mostly just everyone just wants to have a fun time. You know, everyone just wants to like, you know, wear their boots and drink their beer. And it's just a good old honky tonk time.
People just want to have a good time.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't go to Stagecoach. So this is my country dose.
Yes.
My dose of country.
I love that. You guys are going to have so much fun.
Yeah.
I'll be waiting for your return anxiously.
Yeah.
Well, I need to get merch before it sells out.
Wait, Colby, so when do you leave then? Saturday morning?
Yeah. It was a big point of contention because I originally was like, I've known about this concert before I knew about the wedding. So,
right.
My plans were already,
yeah,
solidified.
Colby's going to another
this weekend.
Another wedding. We should create it like like a sheet. A tally sheet of like how many bachelorettes, how many weddings.
Colby's, yeah, winning for
we
sure.
We each go
but
on.
So
Colby will win.
I have to wake up at the crack of dawn Saturday and I am getting a 6:30 a.m. flight to Boston. My mom's picking me up and we're driving to Maine in the wedding Saturday night.
It's going
to
be a beautiful wedding.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like
that
Maine.
Is such a day for you after Morgan Wallen.
But that is a lot. Mm-hmm. I've never been to Maine. I want to go. I've heard amazing,
oh my God,
things.
Come.
I haven't either.
Like, can I just go to Maine? Like, is that,
yeah,
something you can just do, like, for a weekend?
Where
just
do you go?
Yeah, let's go.
Wait, okay.
That can be one of our summer
let's
trips.
Let's go.
Wait,
no, we,
yeah,
can't go in the summer. We can go in the fall.
Oh.
I'm busy.
Oh, I was like, wait, can you really not go in the summer?
Colby's
do they like
booked
not
busy.
Allow people to go?
Oh, no. We could, but I just wouldn't be able to go with you.
Colby and I are, yeah, about to, or did you book your NoahCon?
No, I was waiting for your alignment. And then once you said that you could do it.
When are you going? to that.
Mid-July.
February.
Colby's like next year.
Colby's already planning her February.
July 19th.
Oh, nice. Day after my mom's birthday.
Oh,
I'm so excited.
How dare you guys?
We'll be celebrating Patty at Fenway Park.
Yeah, no, come. I'm like strategically not planning my July yet because I'm like, you know, things could come up.
Okay. Yeah.
Things could come up. I think I'm going to go home for the 4th.
I'm going to be home as well.
I have no other plans that have arisen. I have no
plans for the 4th.
And I'm kind of like, you know what? I don't need it. It's fine. Like, home is a plan now, I've realized. It's like...
Oh, I love going home, honestly.
It's just... It's low cost. Like, my parents plan everything for me. They feed me. It's lovely. All I have to do is just...
Budget friendly.
Buy a dress and then get on the Amtrak. I'm getting used to the Amtrak, too.
I love the Amtrak.
Me, too. It's so nice. The ride from New York to Boston is so beautiful.
Oh, I'm so excited.
You just drive along... coast.
Yeah, you guys are going to have such a good time at NOAA.
My only free weekend in July is the weekend after the 4th of July.
Okay. Well, I'm free then, too. We can do something.
Yeah, here. Where are we going?
Yeah, we can stay put.
I mean, the thing about, it's like all the trips, it's like, I just noticed that, I mean, you're much more extreme than me, but like, this is my first weekend in the city in like 5 weekends.
Yeah, you've been super back-to-back.
I've been back-to-back. I mean, a lot of those have been like going home, so it's nothing like crazy exciting.
It's no, but it's
like,
still the organization, getting out of your routine.
No, it's like I haven't like organized my closet in such a long time because of all these trips. But it's also, you just start to think, you're like, I spend so much money on rent and I'm not even like,
right.
Every day that I've spent in my apartment, I've been like, it's been a working day, you know?
Yeah.
Hasn't been like a, let me just be in my apartment and enjoy it.
But it's also like, you know? I feel like we spend a lot of time in the city in like the fall.
Yes, we do. And then that's when it's like, it pays to have like a, you know, for me, it's like, I have a great apartment, but I'm like, and I'm spending a lot of money on it. I'm like, well, what if I'm not spending any time here? Why am I doing this?
Like August to December, I feel like we don't really have that many trips. Like we're usually like in the city.
Yeah, true. Like my birthday time.
And in the winter, like we're usually in the city.
You guys, your birthday time. I feel like that's like kind of the end of summer.
And then it comes to like late spring, summer. And then all of a sudden we're like back to back.
August, September.
Then people leave the city.
Yeah.
And that's that on that.
And that's the skinny on our plans.
Should we do some advice?
Yes. Segment? Oh my God. Well, the first one I'm going to read, I screenshotted some, is a tip for you in regards to your Whole Foods sale strategy.
Oh, I love.
So if you guys remember, we were talking about Adam likes to shop the sales. He doesn't buy things at Whole Foods.
I will not buy something at Whole Foods if it's not on sale, unless it's like a normal thing, like an egg or like yogurt.
Well, our listener wrote in, a listener, subject line, tip for Adam's Whole Foods strategy.
Love.
Hi. Writing in to share a fun fact I just learned about Whole Foods. Perfect for Adam's chicken sausage purchasing strategy. If an item is on sale and they run out of inventory, you can get, quote, rain check at customer service desk, where they give you a slip where you can come in anytime within the next 30 days and get that item at the sale price, even if the sale has ended. Unlimited quantity, too.
What the heck?
So if, like... You know how you like got to the chicken sausage and they only had like 3 left or whatever?
Yeah.
I guess you can then go to customer. I should
have told that girl who bodied Alex and I for the sausages.
Anyway, so
just... Wait, I love that tip. Thank you for sharing.
The more you know, tell Alex.
I'm going to way abuse that. That reminds me of like when I figured out that you can price match at Target.
Yep.
And I was going crazy with the price matching.
Oh, yeah.
Like those people definitely were not happy with me, but... You got to do what you got
to
do.
Anyway, word to the wise. That's just a note. If you guys ever hear our episodes and us complaining about something and you have a way to make our lives easier.
We would love to hear it.
Do share because we can always use that.
What else we got?
Advice segment. Hey, girls and Adam. Love you big time. Looking to get any advice on my fellow entanglement from my internet besties. Fellow entanglement. Fellow like a man, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Fellow. I was like, fellow.
I thought you were saying fellow like relating to us. I was like, well, we have a lot of entanglements. Guess, which one?
You know, it's a multi-use word. Okay. I have a friend group of girls and guys around the 28 age range and have been so close since middle school. We're such a tight group even after all these years. Majority of our group is married, engaged, has kids. I'm one of the last single ones. There is a guy in our group, let's name him Trevor, who is currently engaged. Well, Trevor. Like, what's your filler name if you like had to fill in a name for a story? I feel like it'd be like John.
Yeah, Trevor's very specific.
Trevor is like a very specific filler name.
She gave him that filler name, but that's like his real name. Maybe. She's like, let's call him Trevor. By the way, that's his actual name.
I bet his real name is Travis.
Yeah, it's definitely something that's exactly the same.
Anyway, okay, there's a guy in our group, let's name him Trevor, who's currently engaged. Now, backstory. Me and Trevor do have a past history of hooking up slash situationship deal, but haven't been in anything over, in over 6 years, and he's currently engaged to his now girlfriend. Every time in discussion, we ask about her, like, how's she doing? How's the wedding planning going? He gives a short answer and brushes it off. He also never brings her around us. Recently, we went out, had a few drinks, and some flirting began. It was very PG on my side. Later, about 8 of us went back to my house for after hours slash post game after hours. I like that. I went to let out my dog. He joined me, and then he kissed me.
But he's engaged?
Mm-hmm. I told him we can't do this, as I don't want to ruin our friendship. And he went on to say, quote, we aren't meant to be friends, then kissed me again.
Oh my gosh. It's like a rom-com.
It didn't last long as I went inside and the party shortly left. Advice. How do I proceed with this? So this was, she sent this in on April 4th. It's now May 15th. So this is a long time. Wow. I'm like, sorry, girlie, we didn't get to this in time. So hopefully...
We need an update.
Like, update us, but we will still give you advice. Advice. How do I proceed with this? I'll be around him again a lot at weddings and gatherings coming up, and I don't know how to act around him moving forward. Please advise. Love, someone who didn't want this.
Wait, I'm so confused. Like, he's engaged.
I mean, but she doesn't want it. So I think there's a pretty clear answer here. It's like, you just got to, like, shut that down.
Yeah,
yeah, just really be cordial, say hi, and don't interact.
I mean, they're close, though. That's the issue. Yeah. It's like,
I feel like she needs to just have a conversation and be like, I'm not interested. Sorry. Yeah.
Don't even say it's like, because you're married or because you're engaged, because just say, sorry, honey, like,
right,
our time has passed.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not interested. I'm sorry, like, that, you know, this isn't maybe what you want to hear.
Yeah. The second you give excuses, you give somebody the opportunity to, like, rebuttal them.
True.
Like, but if you just say, like, sorry, I'm not interested, like, they can't rebuttal that.
Right.
You know?
Right. Like, they
can't. I don't believe you.
They can't refute your feelings. It's like, yeah, whether or not, right.
Yeah.
Point blank. But that is a crazy situation.
Yeah, that's tea.
Yeah, that is an entanglement.
That's no. Tea and a half.
Seriously. And I'm like, very sorry that, because then it just, like, complicates things.
Yeah.
But clearly, I mean, this obviously is signaling to me that this man should not be engaged to another person.
Yeah, he gotta figure his shit out.
And he doesn't bring her around. He doesn't like care to talk about the wedding. That should be an exciting thing in his life. Like,
yeah, weird vibes from him all around.
Like in Bride Wars. You know, the you narrator. You love to
bring up Bride Wars.
I love
Wars.
That movie so much. But the narrator, when they show Anne Hathaway and her guy and Kate Hudson and her guy, it's like wedding planning brings out, like, different sides of couples. It's either a really happy time where you come together or your, like, mm-hmm. differences shine. And it shows Kate Hudson and her guy just, like, loving each other, touching each other. And Anne Hathaway and her husband, or the guy,
fiance.
He's, like, yawning. And she's, like, gawking over, like, rings and, like, so happy. And mm-hmm. he's just, like, looking around, like, uninterested.
Ugh.
My goodness. I need to watch that. I don't think I've seen the movie in, like, a really long time.
Oh, my God.
Time.
It's so good. It's and such we never a good got movie. The sequel that we deserved.
No, they should
have. Baby Wars.
Baby Wars? Was that in the talks?
No, but that's just what it should have been.
Oh.
Because then at the end.
They're doing a Legally Blonde prequel. Did you see that?
I know. I'm really curious about that, though, because Reese Witherspoon, I'm sorry, cannot play a high schooler.
No, she's definitely not. I bet they're casting her daughter.
Yeah.
Her daughter looks just like her. But, like, crazy. Obviously much younger, so she could definitely do it. Do we have time for one
I was at an
more?
Event with her son one time, and he looks a lot like her, too.
Oh, yeah. He's, like, a songwriter, right?
Yeah.
We're 58.
Okay, we'll do one more. Advice segment. Hi, Katie, Colby, and Adam. Love you guys so much. I need some advice. So my junior year of college was January 2021, and I dated a guy. We'll call him Mark. Another filler
These names.
These names are so specific.
Yeah.
Mark. For a little less than a year. It was perfect. I was certain he was the love of my life. And honestly, now, 2.5 years later, I still feel like he'll always be the one that got away. We ended up breaking up because he randomly started to become uncertain about me. I ended it, even though I didn't want to. Since then, he has always kept me at arm's length. Literally, he would tell me he would want to be with me and sleep with me, like, every 3 months until 2022. Then we both started dating different people at the same time, and both still are dating different people. Anyway, I stopped thinking about him when I started dating my new boyfriend until this past December when we were both in our best friend's wedding party. He's best friends with the groom, I'm best friends with the bride. Neither of our dates were at the rehearsal dinner, and he kept smiling at me all night, very obviously, and he was going out of his way to make eye contact, until he finally pulled me into another room and told me he feels no spark with his current girlfriend, and gave me his lovey puppy dog eyes face.
Oh.
I also had another friend tell me that has been telling them that I'll always be his person. Anyway, that's basically all he said to me before we got pulled away for other wedding festivities. Since then, I've been so confused, and I can't stop thinking about this. We're both still in relationships, although I don't think either one of us is happy. I feel like I need closure or something. What do I do? How do I get over him?
I feel like if she is not happy in her current relationship, this is the perfect opportunity for her to, like, have a rom-com moment.
No, I know. I mean,
clearly she's got to end it with her current man, but she should go to this guy and be like, look, like, I feel the same way about you. Like, it doesn't seem like she delivered that message when he, you know, pulled her out.
Yeah, but it's such a gamble, because she breaks up with her boy. You should, number one, break up with your boyfriend. If you're, like, thinking about this other man.
Yeah, I agree.
Break up with your boyfriend, right. You know? Like, just, it's not right. It's not right. Not even not right, like, morally. It's just, like, not a right fit. It's right. Clearly it's not a good fit for you if you're like fantasizing about this other guy. But number two, it's like, you know, what if she does then do that? Like, she breaks up with the boyfriend and she like goes and like talks to this Mark man. What if he's like, oh, I was just drunk that night. I'm still with my girlfriend. Peace.
I feel like then she has closure that she wants.
Right. Oh, I guess you're right.
Otherwise, she's going to be continuously thinking about it. Also, like, what does she have to lose? Like, this is honestly an excuse for her to break up with her boyfriend that she's already not happy about.
Yeah.
The opportunity to get with somebody that she actually cares about, even if he says no, at least, like, that spurred her to break up with her boyfriend who she wasn't happy about, you know?
The thing is, those situations with guys, the fact that she said that he was unsure if he was interested in her, and then she ended it with him even though she didn't want to, like, obviously her not wanting to end it but doing it was still in the back of her mind. And guys are wired in a way that, like, once they get rejected, they just want it more. So, like, for both of them, it's just like in the back of their mind, eating that away at them.
Right.
Do you guys have a Susan Glenn? This is like such a Susan Glenn situation.
Wait, what's Susan Glenn?
The one that got away.
Wait, Susan Glenn? I've never heard that.
Yeah, I haven't either. What's a Susan?
Well, that's literally what my friend from high school used to call it.
Oh, so she
that's
just invented it. She just says,
no,
like,
no, it's a term. Oh. But it really, she always was like, he's my Susan Glenn.
Okay, I know, so just it the one sure. That got away.
What the hell?
Yeah.
This is not coming up on Google.
The Susie.
Susan Glenn.
Your friend is creative.
Yeah, maybe it was pretend or like, I don't know. It's definitely a thing, though.
Who's my Susan Glenn?
Susan Glenn is internet slang term used to describe the it girl, the one that got away. I guess it could also work for men as well.
Yeah.
I don't have that.
Oh, I definitely do. In the back of my head.
Same.
No, like every person that like got away, I'm like, thank God.
Mine, I should be like, thank God.
Yeah.
No, like my no,
mine
mine's
is
like all the men that have wronged me.
My one that got away, like that I could think of that if I had to, like has a child right now, so or is about to have a child.
But that's fine. You could still think that.
Ew.
It doesn't need to be actionable.
I don't know, Adam. I don't know.
You got to give me a hint.
For the best, it's not actionable, but it's somebody that like, if that had worked out, I feel like it would have been really good.
I mean, I think it's normal to have that for sure. Yeah. But like, I guess for this, it's like you'll explore it. She'll explore it. And then if it doesn't work out, then you have that closure that you need. And then you can start fresh, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Wait, we need updates to all of these advice segments. They've all been so good.
I know, guys. You really came through.
Yeah, Nobody came
to mess around.
I mean, of course, it's like this is your real life that we're talking about. So thank you for sharing it with us. Yeah, we really appreciate it.
We hope it goes well.
Yeah, we're always here for you. But please, with the updates, you guys, like, come on. We need to know. We're on the edge of our seat.
You can't leave us on the edge of our seats like this.
And if you ever have an update and you just want it to be confidential, that's fine. But, like, we are nosy as hell. Yeah. The three of us. We want to know.
Yeah. We don't have to share the updates. Just put that you want it to be secret.
Exactly.
And be like, want to just tell my besties.
Exactly.
And with that, I think that's all we have time for, girls.
Yep, that's all.
It's been fun. Love ya. See ya.
Bye.
Crushed it. I want another cookie.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.